Fuller Than the Bases, maybe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe. Hello. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, December 8th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I have to tell you, it's great to be with you. It always is every time I do one of these. And I really enjoy it. It's not just something I say. I really do enjoy you, my listeners. It's not just this thing I say to try to sound nice or anything like that. I truly do enjoy it. And so glad to have you with us. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're here in America or in another country somewhere else, maybe not even if you're in another country, but if you're in another somewhere else here in Michigan or in America, or maybe you're somewhere across the world. I'm just so glad that you got on the World Wide Web and tuned into my program tonight. And it really is marvelous to have you, the listeners, with us. And it really means a lot when you tune in. It really does. And so, what was I going to say? Oh, there's something on my heart that I wanted to mention right off the bat. And no, it's nothing bad, but it's just a challenge to all of us. And that is to think, what does Christmas mean to you? What exactly does it mean? Does it mean opening presents? Does it mean drinking all the eggnog you can find? does it mean, stuff on your face? Does it mean decorating cookies, decorating trees? Does it mean, let me think here. Kind of trying to think. Does it mean lights, looking at them? Or does it ultimately mean, does it mean Santa Claus? Reindeer? Rudolph? A donkey? That silly Christmas donkey? Or, to you, does it represent the birth of Jesus? Emmanuel, God is with us, away in the manger. What does it honestly mean to you? And it's okay to have all these other fun things. Totally fine. The lights, the food and that, and the different things, watching those movies and all the other stuff, the lights, the looking at lights, the gifts, of all that different stuff we do. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it. But the true reason of Jesus, excuse me, the true reason of Christmas is the birth of Jesus. That's the true reason of it. It's not a reindeer. It's not Santa Claus. It's not Frosty either. The challenge that I'm trying to give to you is to just think about it in your life. Evaluate it. Think about, what is it? What is Christmas really about in my life? Like, as I go through getting ready for... And it's totally fine to have all those other things, like I said, but what we have to remember is Jesus is the reason for the season. And within the next 2 weeks, between now and the final show on the 22nd of December, just before Christmas, we'll get into some things on things like Christmas trees and what that's about, because there is a Christian idea behind it, behind the Christmas trees. And Santa Claus, yes, there was an original St. Nicholas, and we're going to talk about that. The candy cane. Silent Night. Other different things that represent Christmas, the Christmas season, and what is the purpose behind those things, those different elements we have of Christmas. And so we'll be talking about these different things a bit more as the time comes close, even as to why we give gifts. Well, they gave, the Magi came, and they all gave gifts to Jesus. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. That's right, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I did not say Elmo's Beanie Babies or these little kitty cars or whatever else they might like, you know, those newborns. No, they didn't give them toys. They didn't give them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, everybody has their favorite things about Christmas, which is fine. I'm all good with that. But in your mind, what's the true reason of Christmas? That's what I want you to think about. What's the true reason? And you should ask people, you know, what does Christmas mean to you? Truth of it. And I would tell you, one thing I love about throughout the season, am I saying it's my favorite thing about the whole season? No. It's one of the things I love about it. And that is being in these malls, especially the bigger ones, when they're real busy around Christmas time. Hearing the people, hearing the music and all that, all that kind of stuff, it's just something I enjoy. Sometimes on the holidays, I'll even wear my Santa hat. And another thing I love is, you know, the different Christmas lights. Like, there's this drive-through light show that I like to go to at least once a year, that over in Freeland. And then there's this other light show that I like that's a walk-through one that's down in Rochester, up and down Main Street for a few blocks. Every building has lights on it, and it's pretty neat. And so, there is a train here in downtown Midland that I would be riding once in the season, but guess what? They mandate you to wear a mask. And you say, am I going to wear a mask? Nope. Only in a medical office do I have to. Other than that, nope. Because I don't know if they do it because of that TSA thing, but I do not think of a train decked out for Christmas as a public vehicle by any mean, shape, or form. And don't you agree, whatever that train thing is, I mean, I do know what it is. It's that North Star train. The last I knew, you know what, Rachel? Last I knew, it's not a public vehicle. It's not a bus. Because someone else who owns it, I feel like the mask rule doesn't apply. And whoever puts it on, I'm going to find out. And I'm going to be calling them specifically and asking them why the rule applies. Because that is exactly why I haven't been on it. You wouldn't wear it on there either, would you? I'd be like, I saw enough of those over the last year. You have officials now admitting. Now, about how bad lockdowns were. And hey, look, Queen Lockdown, Governor Gretchen Whitmer here in Michigan. Remember Queen Lockdown? Remember her? First to lock things down. Oh, guess what she just said today? She just came out today and said that a full-blown mask mandate for the government or for citizens would do more harm than good. She said it. I can't believe that she actually said that. You kind of can't believe it either, can you? I'm like, okay, where were you? Oh, because she promised months ago that she would never issue a statewide vaccine mandate. All those months ago, and for once, she actually got something right. For once. And no, I'm not going to get into politics anymore. It's just an observation. So all I'm going to say is, you know, and about the whole vax thing, well, if you're going to take it, pray that, you know, that the side effects don't come, whatever, that you don't have the side effects. if you don't get the vaccine, you know, pray that God will protect you. You use wisdom between you and God. You make what you think is the right call. I'm not making the call for you. I'm not. Nope. And about the whole mask thing. You want to wear a mask? Don't want to wear a mask? Shouldn't be forced to wear one. And if I see someone wearing a mask, I don't get all mad, because if they feel like the mask will help them, they have that right to wear it if they think that it's going to help them. And so that kind of stuff is just, you know, do what you think is wise. Oh, yeah, I was talking about that best parts of Christmas. That kind of night. And, of course, another thing I love is sitting on the couch watching Christmas movies at, you know, with my parents. And what ones do I like to watch? A bunch of different ones. And, of course, I don't watch all of them every year. But I like Elf. I like The Grinch, Christmas with the Cranks, Home Alone, the Christmas one. One I haven't seen yet, but I've been wanting to, is called A Christmas Story. Polar Express. Wonderful Life. I'll Be Home for Christmas. Christmas Vacation. A lot of different ones I like. But my favorites are probably The Grinch, Elf, Home Alone Christmas. Probably my three favorite. But I like watching Hallmark Christmas movies with them too. And so, it's, it's one of my favorite times of the year. I always say that around Christmas time and in the summer are my two favorite times of the year. Of course, the elements in both cases are different. As for the weather outside around Christmas, I do like it to be a bit chilly with some snow on the ground. It's the month of December, and I feel like in at least December and January, I can say the word snow without hesitation. But come March, April, May, I'm like, no. But I feel like between like Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, maybe even the 27th, 28th, if you got snow on the ground, at least like a good inch covering, kind of makes everything look a bit more Christmassy. And that makes me wonder, how do they do it in a place like Florida? How do you do fake, how do they actually do fake snow? I wonder how that works. Have you seen pictures of it, Rachel, of how it works? some people actually put fake snow in their grass way down south? Do they do that up here, or is that only down south where they do it? That's only down south?
Yeah, I'd say only down south.
Is that the same stuff that the malls have, or is this different? Than like what the malls get.
Yeah.
And obviously they don't fence it off.
No.
Maybe some people do fence off a little area, like they might their garden or something. Who knows? They might. Well, kind of like what the malls do. Because down there they have to improvise because they don't get the snow in December like we do up here. Which... Again, I'll say it again. Will we have a white Christmas? I don't know. What is your dad hearing? You said your dad gets notified, like, in advance. So I know we got that warmth coming next week. But then after, like, the 18th, after, like, the 17th, isn't it supposed to get, like, real cold really quick, the way you understood it, Rachel? What about snow? Or from what you understand, like some but limited, or what?
Limited.
Like maybe like 2 to 3 inches, maybe 4, if that much.
Yeah.
What about like the 6-8 inch snowstorm that some people might think about with this? That we get sometimes in December, or is that not coming? I mean, between now and Christmas that you know of, or is it not coming?
I'm not sure.
You do know the cold is after about a week and a half. That is, looks like. But as for snow, it's kind of a who knows. From what you understand it from your dad, is it kind of one of those that could go either way?
Yeah.
Like there could be a big system or there could be a small one. But we're only to the 8th of December. We're not even to the 11th, the 15th, the 17th. So it's not like we know. We'll have to wait and see. And this program is brought to you by... your local McDonald's, where you can go grab yourself in any size Coca-Cola for the low price of a dollar. While you're there, you can go grab yourself a Christmas pie. They call them holiday pies, but I'd rather call them Christmas pies. Well, either thing you call them, they're delicious, and I enjoy them. And so... before we sing a couple songs, I want to remind you of a couple things real quick. First off, I want to remind you of, I want to remind you that I'm going to be singing at my church a couple different times around Christmas. First time I'm going to sing is a week from tomorrow. I'm going to sing Christmas Offering, which is a song I actually did on this show twice in a row, but I meant 2 days in a row. You may wonder, are you going to sing that tonight on your show? No. Nothing against doing it again, but there are other Christmas songs that I want to sing between now and Christmas. And there will be some others that I probably will sing again. It's just how it is. But, so, and then on the 8th, so the first time is the 16th, and I'm going to be singing Christmas offering. And then on the 19th, I'm going to be singing White Christmas as part of our night of Christmas music, where a bunch of people all sing different songs. And I sang that one for you guys last night. And just to give you guys that, a little Christmas plug there. Real quick, I want to mention to you our book. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of the first 30 years of my life and a God that my mom could not see but strongly believed in. And it would be a good idea to buy that book for someone as a Christmas present. Maybe you may think that might be a good Christmas present to get Bob or Joe, or just throwing out an idea. That it could be a good gift for someone. And then the other thing I want to mention to you really quick is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com if you want to sow a seed into the Miracle Man show. And God blesses you when you give. And so I like to say, when you sow a seed, why not write down what you believe in God for? Maybe you believe in God for just something as simple as maybe more finances so you can afford to buy your kids Christmas presents, because some people, one point, my mom was like this when me and Ray were younger. One point, she would struggle to put together the money to buy us kids Christmas presents. So maybe it's something like that that you believe in for. Maybe what you believe in God for is for your career to be advanced. Maybe you believe in God for healing in your body. Unsaved relatives to get saved. Maybe you believe in God for, could be a myriad of things, different things that you believe in God for. Obviously, I don't know, but God knows. And you can sow with that in mind, thinking about what you're believing for. And you can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized, and that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please keep that in mind. Please. 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 Please, please, please. Okay. Amen. Also, the verse I have for you tonight is where it says, therefore my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Also note that I pray for your seed. Every time you sow a seed into the program, I pray for that seed and I call it blessed. I do. And it's not just something I say either, because I want you blessed. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of Christmas songs now before we get into the Word of the Lord. So, just to hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, ting. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the light show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, just grand. There's a hole in your hand. We're wondering in a fairyland. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside, let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a Christmas party at the home and burning. We pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can run. In the tree and the pumpkin pie. It'll be the tree perfect career and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all things all through our lives. Our cheeks and nice and rosy and be cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. There's a snowy forces and a course or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a happy feeling, the Christmas party at the home of Ruth and I. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These things are the things we remember all through our lives. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Da 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 da. Now we're going to sing another one. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay and let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yours. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star above the highest bounds. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star above the highest bound, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices of yonder break. A new and glorious morn fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices all night divine. When Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine, truly he taught us to love one another. His light is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy, yours praise be. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let men forever praise his power and glory. flame. All night divine, all night divine.
For who you are to us.
For what you've done in us, for what you're doing in us right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you are making yourself known to us right now. That you're strengthening us. You're strengthening our bodies. You're strengthening our minds. You're helping us as we go through this life. And you're shaping us into who you want us to be. Thank you, Lord God, for this time of year, this Christmas season, and what it represents for us. And thank you, Lord God, for your hand upon us. And for what you're doing for us, in us, through us.
And thank you, Lord God, that you are the great I am. You're the soon coming King. And I make my confession. I pray right now that in your name, that every need tonight that represents this program, that every need is met tonight by you. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you meet our needs. Thank you, Lord, for that. And Master, thank you for what you're doing again for us. Now, I make my confession over this program. That sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, and that huge amount of souls come into this program as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. I want to look at a couple of different passages tonight. I first want to look at the foretelling of the birth of Jesus. Start with me in verse 5. And for this passage, I want to go down through verse, let me see here. You know what? I am not going to start at verse 5. I'm going to go down to verse number 5 because I want to look at the birth of John the Baptist, and then what I want to do is look at the foretelling of the birth of Jesus. Verse 5. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. However, they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's divination was no duty, and he was he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and to burn incense. When the time of the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and he was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son. You are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you. Many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth. Many of the people of Israel he will bring back to the Lord, their God. He will go on before the Lord in the spirit of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man. My wife is well along in years also." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. Now you will be silent and will be unable to speak until the day that this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting, Zechariah, and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife, Elizabeth, became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In those days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace along the people." Verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, which was a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, who is a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Don't you love that? Don't you wish Jesus would say that to you? "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. She who is said to be barren is in her 6th month. And nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to you as you said. Then the angel left her. Go to 2 now. This is going to be where we look at the actual birth of Jesus. Praise God. Now in these days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and he was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 8. There were shepherds that were living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about him. What had been said about this child?
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus. The name that the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul as well." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Bezalel, from the tribe of Asher. She was very old. And I'm going to stop right there, because it goes on and on. But what you see there was this whole thing. This whole thing about the birth of Jesus, it was foretold as to what was going to happen. It was foretold that Jesus would do many great things. It was said, you know, that he'd be great, he'd be marvelous, he would do so many great things, and through Zechariah and Gabriel. Because first, what God did is God sent an angel to Elizabeth, gave birth to John the Baptist.
But you see, at first, Zechariah didn't believe that it was even possible. In fact, he was like, how can this even be? How is this even possible that Jesus can do this? How? And he's like, I'm old. My wife is up there in age too, advanced in years. So how is she going to have a baby? Because he did that, his lips were silenced until she had that baby. His lips were silenced. Why? Because he didn't believe. So literally his lips got silenced through that angel. And he was thinking, you know, how is he going to do this? How's that going to happen? That's what he was thinking. He was like, he's thinking, how's this going to happen? And so he ended up not being able to speak for a certain amount of time. And then we go on forward to Mary. Gabriel comes to Mary and Joseph. And Mary and Joseph were pledged to be married. But you see, Mary was all thinking, well, how am I going to have a baby? How am I going to have a baby? I'm not even married yet. But Gabriel tells him, you don't need to be worried about that. What's conceived is from the Holy Spirit. And then Gabriel, that angel, speaks to her and tells her, your son will be great. And he'll do marvelous things. He'll do miracles. He'll heal people. Then he also said, his kingdom will never end. Did you hear that? The angel had said to Mary that Jesus' kingdom would never end. Think about that. His kingdom will never end. Ever. Jesus even said at one point, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. They will never pass away. They will never pass away. That was part of him saying that, part of what the angel said about the kingdom of Jesus would never end. It hasn't ended yet, so why would it end now? Point being made is it won't. It will not end. So, I don't know about you, but I truly love Jesus. And I'm so thankful that he was born on this earth at Christmas. And if he was not born, then our blood covenant that we have with Jesus wouldn't even be possible if he wasn't born. So we had to have Christmas in order to have Easter. To put it in context for you. And you see, there's different accounts on his birth. One account is Luke, the one I was showing you tonight. The other account is the Matthew account. And which, you may say, which one do you like better? No preference. They're both beautiful. They're both very good accounts as to what happened. Are they different? Yeah. And of course, in Luke, it mentions that he was lying in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. It doesn't say why. Maybe they were having a comic convention. I don't know. I hope not. Maybe they were using the inn as a mall. I also hope not. Well, what if they were using it as an Amazon warehouse? That would be even worse, wouldn't it? But, no. Okay. But nonetheless, there was no room for them in the inn. So he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But then there's this greeting that the angel gave Mary. Greetings, you who are highly favored. Oh, yes. I love that. Greetings, you who are highly favored. Now, that to me is just awesome that someone would say it like that. You who are highly favored. You know, we should be favored by God. We're supposed to have favor with God and man. We should have favor with God and man in all different areas of our life. And by the way, folks, I'm not just talking about parking spot favor when you go to the restaurant or when you go out to the store to buy Christmas presents, which, by the way, I wish more of you were doing. Yeah. There's been a couple different times over the years, a few different times over the years when I've heard preachers, pastors, you know, teach on favor and then mention the parking spot thing. And I think it's funny, even though I'm sure God can help with that, but I still think it's funny. This parking spot favor. Obviously, in some places, you can see, like, where if it's a long walk, super long walk from the parking lot to the building, I can see where everyone would be, Emma! But then when the parking lots are kind of close to the building, I can see why people would laugh. I laugh, honestly, because I honestly think it's funny. But ultimately, it's about much bigger than just a parking spot to park your car. You know, whether it's a tiny little car or it's a really big, like, SUV. But nonetheless, but Jesus told, but the angel told Mary, "Greetings, you are highly favored." You see, she was highly favored. She was. Another spot in which I seem to have a lot of favor is when I go to these food places. I'll go to these food places, and I'll be with people, and sometimes they'll have food messed up, orders messed up, different ways they could be messed up. But only once in a great, 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 great while do I have any issues. I'll go to this McDonald's here once in a while to get some fries, and someone else might get them, and they might get, I might get, end up with a fry box that's fuller. But nonetheless, folks, but you see, she was favored by God. You know, it said that Jesus would also have great favor with God and man. And that we are to have great favor with God and men. Now think about what all those angels had said. Those shepherds and wise men had said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace toward men, on whom his favor rests." His favor, what is that? That's the favor of God. We have the favor of God on us. We should have the favor of God on us. That's not earthly favor. That's God favor. That's what I'm talking about, God favor. It's not meant to be just some earthly thing. But nonetheless, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts, that we'd be able to tell things, tell people things about this wonderful Jesus that we celebrate at Christmas, that we'd be able to tell people about what Jesus means and who Jesus is and what he did for us and all this great stuff about him and why he came to the earth for us. Because that's a good conversation to have with people, Lord. And we should be able to tell others the reasons for this for Christmas. And can really bless people. And so, thank you, Father, that we would truly remember in our minds and that we would have it in us to tell people what this is about. And I thank you for that, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. In terms of sports, last night you had the Red Wings lose to the Nashville Predators at Little Caesars Arena 5-2. At one point it was only 3-2, but then Nashville put on a couple insurance runs, and then so we ended up losing the hockey game. The Red Wings will be trying again soon. In terms of Michigan football, they will be playing Georgia in Miami on New Year's Eve. Whereas Cincinnati will be playing Alabama. The winners of both of those, so that means the winner of the Michigan-Georgia game will play the winner of Cincinnati-Alabama. I'm not going to predict the game, but what I am going to say is, assuming Michigan beats Georgia, I honestly feel like it will be easier for Michigan to beat Cincinnati than what it will be for Michigan to beat Alabama, particularly if it's the strong and tough Alabama that shows up on game day. Because if it's Michigan-Alabama, it's not going to be as easy as what it was Michigan versus Iowa. Guaranteed. Oh. And by the way, Michigan-Georgia, I doubt that's going to be as easy as Michigan versus Iowa was either. Do I hope Michigan can pull this off and get the national championship? Oh, absolutely. I would love that for us. Go blue. Yeah. I can honestly say right now that I am proud of what Michigan has accomplished to this point. I'm very proud of it. Them. And I've been very impressed. Originally, I thought they would go 7-5. I thought they would go 8-4. I figured they'd probably be third or fourth in the Big Ten East. Michigan State, I didn't know what they would do either. But I was pleasantly surprised by Michigan this year. As they went back to doing what Michigan is known for, winning football games, which they didn't do much of last year. They only won two games out of the six that they played. They only won two, which is less wins than they had in that terrible 2008 season where they won three. Of course, Ann Arbor, we're used to winning. And I don't know about you, but I like winning much more than I like losing. Now, NFL picks. I got a couple NFL games to pick real quick. Lions, Broncos, Sunday, 4:05 in Denver. Lions have been in three very close games lately. Lost the first two, but then they won at Ford Field. They beat the Vikings. Do I think they can win this time? They could, but when I look at this one, to be honest, my prediction, my Ford Bronco, 24, lying down 20. Patriots have a bye, but Dallas, Washington, my honest prediction, save the horse, ride a cowboy, 31, Redskin potatoes, 27. Last but not least, Rams, Cardinals. shuffling, my honest predictions, shuffling cards, 34. Ram trucks, 28. And there we have for that. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil and plague shall come near us because Jesus has given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And until next time, God first, God always. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.